Hey there, Scott.
Yes.
I think we got Dermot here.
All right.
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I'm so impressed with how capable Kieran is. I mean, you know, we were brought up to be capable people, but I didn't know he could run like Zoom and get the interview, get me there on time. So useful. Thanks, Kieran.
Multitasking.
Oh, my pleasure.
I knew I was in good hands when the first Jackrabbit song I heard began with the line, "I'm drinking whiskey sours and brandy Alexanders." So I thought, okay, that's some good country there.
Well, that's what we mean.
That was always my
I'm glad you picked that one out, because what kind of a self-respecting, broken-hearted man goes to a bar and drinks a brandy Alexander?
It's kind of
like something's got to be wrong. You know, that's a low point right there.
Yeah, I can't forget if it's throwback. Is it retro? Is it hip again?
Yeah.
I gotta find out.
Well, that's the feel we're looking for. Yeah.
I just played a little snippet for listeners of "Your Lying Eyes" too, and that to me sounds like a jukebox song, like a country two-step kind of song.
Yeah. That's a classic, the "Baby Dummy Wrong" song. You know.
Yep.
Yeah. Gotta have a few of those.
So talk about Jackrabbit music, your style, your influences, you know, how it all came together.
Yeah. This is Dermot here to say that what we're aiming at is diehard CNW music. I have such a wonderful mockingbird moved into my yard about 6 weeks ago. So that's him. but we play in the realm of what we now call kind of classic country, but can date back to the earliest, but tip our hat to the Garth Brooks and Randy Travis of things, and bring home a homey style of country music.
But
it's you know, the approach that we've always taken is let's let people see the influences, right? Let's wear the influences on our sleeves, but at the same time, let's put a you know, our personal take on it, you know. So Dermot took to calling it Cali country, because it's not a Nashville sound that we're chasing. It's something a little bit different. So you're going to get the country vibes, but you're also going to get something. Sometimes it's a little harder. Sometimes it's a little bit more rock and roll. But you know, it does, you know, it's got the country in it. It's got a little bit of early REM that we think about. It's got some Laurel Canyon vibes from the LA scene back in the 60s, 70s. You know, so we're trying to catch a whole lot of different vibes in our music.
I like how you're calling it the first rodeo tour. That makes me smile, because people always say, this ain't my first rodeo, but you're...
This is our first rodeo.
Yeah, we're wearing that on our sleeve. So, yeah, we'll learn as we go. I can't wait to hit the road.
Well, this is a multi-state tour. It's ending right here in Western PA at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill. So is this the first time you've done a tour of this length?
It is for this band. We've been through a number of other bands back in through the 90s and 2000s, 2010s. But this with Jackrabbit is the first time we're taking it out on the road, and we're getting, I think it's 12 or 13 shows in a couple of weeks. And you know, bus tour down the East Coast. We start up around Boston and we end up with you guys in at Jurgle's, which we're thrilled about. It's a legendary venue.
Really is. Last night of the tour, you guys are going to probably be a little bit loose, too. Extra fun with
it.
Bring it.
Either loose or just flat-out exhausted. We must be busted by that point. I don't know.
We bring it every show.
It's a five-piece band. Looks like you got one youngin' in the video I've seen, too. I don't know.
That's part of our hook. I'm glad you noticed.
We needed to have something for the ladies to look at.
Yeah, everybody needs a little teen idol up front. So really, part of the way the songs are designed too is really respectful of the ancient format of verse, chorus, short guitar solo, verse, chorus, and out. And that's kind of how the songs hit you in a real satisfying way. But we always respect that lead guitar moment, and that's what Henry's for, and he is our younger member and country lead guitarist.
Well, as brothers, does that give you any kind of special advantage? Is there like an onstage telepathy? You can almost read each other without saying anything?
Yeah,
it's really incredible, kind of a twinning thing. Great question. Let me point out, Kieran writes all the songs, so he has a different computation. When he brings it in, it's kind of it's incredible. The song's fully formed. He knows every word, and he plays the guitar without any mistakes. So I'm always in a game of, you know, getting up to speed, which is, it's an incredible assignment. But the end goal being us perfectly lined up, the guitars, and perfectly lined up in harmony vocals on every word. So it's a really fun assignment. In order to do that, I actually prefer Kieran on one side because I feel like my right-hand side ear and eye are the part of my brain that perceive him. So I don't even have to look, but I know how his next lyric's going to time out.
Wow.
And I'll say this too, is that since I bring in the songs, it's and the intention here with every song is to be is to have Dermot on harmony the whole time. Is we never even talk about what the harmonies are going to be. I bring it in, and Dermot's got the perfect harmony every single time.
It's crazy,
just because he knows.
It is wired in a way that's nonverbal. It's even. It takes on an element that's even non-musical. It's just a connection that's like a brain and instinct thing. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Although we've also seen Brothers, Oasis, Black Crowes, Kinks. Sometimes they're ready to go at it, start throwing fists every once in a while.
Come out to Jurgles. You may see a brawl. Who knows? I mean, I can't make any guarantees we're going to stay friends.
I love it. I like to point out that the Doobie Brothers seem to have gotten along, and the Ramones were fine.
Yeah, true. Good point. So talk about Alexandria, Virginia. That's kind of where you got your start. I guess I didn't realize there's a robust live music scene there. Talk about Alexandria.
Oh, yeah.
What's that like there?
Well, and that the bluegrass and country part of that scene is centered at the Birchmere. It's been there for decades, and we have the honor of playing there, this destination venue, in our hometown with one of our homies from the neighborhood. Charles Estes is a country star. You know, he started on Nashville, and he took that to the races, and is super popular. So he joins us on the bill, and that's basically getting that Birchmere gig is where the rest of the tour grew out from. So we're so thrilled to be there in our hometown. So all of our high school friends, all of the old timers will show up. It's going to be a hell of a night.
I'll say this too, that growing up in that northern part of Virginia, the music scene when we were younger was so formative, you know, because we'd drive across the bridge into D.C. where go-go began, which was a precursor to rap. Where the punk rock Black Flag came out of DC, you know, hardcore punk rock was a big part of our growing up, you know, and so the variety of music and cultures that came together in that part of the world sort of set us off on a path that's bringing us right back home.
Hmm. Well, Kieran, you mentioned Charles Chip Esten. He's a Pittsburgher, you know. He was a ball boy for the Pittsburgh Steelers when he was a kid.
Yeah, I know this well. He moved to Alexandria when we were in third grade. And he was in my class. We met, we were instant friends, and have sort of chased the same kind of dream since we were 9 years old, you know, and
parallel universe, you know.
Yeah.
OG creative partners, and then here too, like you said, wind up back here with my younger brother playing with his best friend from elementary school. And, you know, Chip is such a huge part of the country community, Pittsburgh community, and D.C. area. So we're thrilled to be a part of his musical.
I'm speaking for Charles Esten here, but I can tell you that he never left Pittsburgh behind either. He's a true Pittsburgher.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
They'll beat you up, but you can
say that. Well, Dermot, talk about your cello playing. This is something I'm just learning about, too. We've actually heard your cello work on some soundtracks.
Yeah, I had a remarkable run, probably 10, 12 years, a little more maybe, working for Michael Giacchino and his orchestra. Trying to avoid the dog barking there. So I wound up playing on scores for films, tons of films, probably 25 movies, including Rogue One, a couple of Planet of the Apes movies. These are all Michael Giacchino's composition. And me sitting 10th, or really 11th chair, in a cello in his orchestra. But that cello path started in Alexandria, where we grew up, Kieran and I both, on classical music instruments. He plays the violin in the public school system. So that's where part of our musical life, that's where music really first reached out to us. And then you know, jumping to the present, all of that past musicality plays into precisely what you're talking about, timing out each other's musical instincts. That's part of the assignment with Jackrabbit. And we've been doing it the whole time, our whole lives, one way or another. So that's part of what this act is. It's that's one of the things that makes it unique.
One of the Jackrabbit songs, Silver Dollar, there's to me, that's very cinematic. The line's about, I got spent my last dollar on flowers in a pretty vase, and he's showing up in Texas hoping she comes, takes him back. And, you know, did you ever see yourself pitching songs like that to soundtracks? Do you have any inside, you know, knowledge or you've been in movies like that, Dermot, and do you know what kind of music would work?
Yeah, well, I will point out that Kieran's a screenwriter, hugely successful Hollywood film writer. So that, you know, his talent shares across to these songs as well, and he brings that cinematic quality, like you say. Go ahead, Kieran.
I was going to say this. Yeah, anybody who needs songs for their movies, you can find me, and let's do it.
Yeah.
Quick answer is damn right.
Yeah.
Well, this place you're playing here in Pittsburgh called Jurgles, as you mentioned, legendary. It is an old-fashioned, I mean, it's a modern building, but it's an old-fashioned roadhouse. There are people behind you. There's people above you, you know, right on top of the crowd. Do you like an environment like that?
Oh, yeah. It's the best. A couple of places we played in Ojai, California, but of course the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip. Yeah. We played there right at the end of last year. It smashed the place, having people like hanging off the rafters above you. It's so exciting. We love
it. And what makes the night the best is when people are right on top of you, and you can look in people's eyes, you can sing right for them, you can get them moving, get them dancing. That's the joy of this thing, you know. So put the crowd right on top of us. We couldn't be happier.
I did one of these interviews a couple of weeks ago. One of the last guys who headlined there, Scott Patterson. I don't know if you know him, Americana singer, and he's also has an acting thing. He was in Gilmore Girls, a star there. And one thing he said is, he's always braced. There's always someone that's going to shout out a line, a dialogue from Gilmore Girls or something. You ever worry about that, Dermot? Do you expect that you're going to get a Family Stone or My Best Friend's Wedding reference or someone or? Does anyone ever?
We had a little practice tour late spring and went around a couple of venues in Colorado and Wyoming. This was right around, maybe the end of the summer, right around when The Hunting Wives was out. Oh. And tell you what, there we were. Kieran will tell you the venue, but it was a ladies-only Hunting Wives party. Or you know what I mean, a bachelorette type of thing.
Yeah.
And we got flashed.
Part of the job.
That's the headline. They get flashed. Come see Jackrabbit. But the response in the crowd is incredible. And, it's an epic night for people.
And, look, I'll say this for anybody who's thinking about dropping by and coming to see us, and I mean this as a deep compliment, is that Dermot Mulroney is the most sort of gracious, open person you'll meet. So, It's not back to the dressing room and on the bus and out of town. It's you'll get a chance to hang out and say hi. So and he's always glad to meet you.
Thanks for saying so, Kieran. That's how we do our night. We play and then we hang around and everybody has a hell of a time.
Oh man, you guys are selling it. Sounds like a very good time. What else do we need to know about Jackrabbit? Any material coming out? Albums, singles?
I was hoping to mention we've just been wrapped up in the studio. We're doing mixes on some new music that should come out soon. We're hoping to get some stuff out before we hit the road, which is in a couple of weeks. So check your Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your stuff. Look up Jackrabbit, and you're going to find some new stuff. And then later in the year, we're going to put everything out as a full album. So keep your ears open.
What's the official radio track? I'll add it to our library.
Oh, that's a great question. I think of the ones that are out now, "Lying Eyes" is a bit of a banger. You know, but put them all in, man.
That's
yep. And we usually open with "Bastard Out of Carolina" because it really it's a real foot stomping country.
It's got some what I like to call fodling. I do some yodeling in that song that that would probably in get me thrown out of Nashville, but it's pretty good.
And I hear it also drives up sales of whiskey sours and brandy Alexanders.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, yeah, now we're talking. We should have some sort of tie-in, an endorsement
with a brandy company.
That's right, Kieran. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Well, Kieran Dermott, that's all I got here. Anything else you guys want to say?
The last thing is that if you're looking for information, merchandise, any of that stuff for us, go to jackrabbitband.com. The tour schedule's up there, video, music, merch if you're interested in stuff. Jackrabbitband.com is the place to go.
Okay, can't wait to have you here in Pittsburgh. Good luck, fellas.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right, take care.
Thanks.